iron. Iron, very tiny, that's form of jiva soul. And he always will be attracted by the qualities of Krishna, by the quality. That is, Krishna is like magnet. Then their attachment and relation is eternal. When jiva soul once will get that connection and attachment, attraction, and when he can present himself in that eternal world, he not will be discharged anywhere. And no other power except Krishna's power. Then detachment not possible from eternal existing life. But here, jiva soul and body, it is not eternal, and it is conceivable, not inconceivable, actually. We can see, everybody can realize, we cannot stay in this body, not only human body, other body also. But it's also one kind of power of Krishna, that is shadow of eternal world. Transcendental world, shadow of transcendental world. Then play going here also, এখানে যে খেলাটা চলছে এটা হচ্ছে মায়াশক্তি, ইলিউশনারি পটেন্সি অফ কৃষ্ণ, অ্যান্ড ইট ইজ নট ফর পানিশমেন্ট অনলি দিস প্লেস, ইট ইজ অলসো সংশোধনের জন্যে, ফর কারেকশন অ্যান্ড পিউরিফিকেশন the mood of devotion. And when jiva soul getting that mood, he is easily can cross over the illusionary environment. Satisfied? Yeah. Thank you.
Mother?
I have a question.
Yes.
I was wondering if perhaps you could speak a little bit about
speak a little bit about chanting and prayer and meditation. Because in Srila Guru Maharaj's book, Home Comfort, he has mentioned we should dive deep into ourself, which I consider, I think he means meditation.
I'm wondering about that.
Or contemplation.
Atma-samiksha. Acha.
So if you would kindly speak a little of that, connected with our chanting and our prayer and our inner contemplation, inner search.
I am not very clear with the question.
Harinam, we are chanting Harinam, and also some inner anusandhan.
Atmanusandhan.
Atmanusandhan. একটু পরিষ্কার করতে চাই যে আপনার সম্মতি শুনতে চাই এই বিষয়ে, এটি আমাদের মঙ্গলের জন্য এরকম ভাবে কি করতে হবে?
ও আচ্ছা, এটা ক্লিয়ার নাও। অ্যাকচুয়ালি ইট ইজ নেসেসারি টু গিভ আওয়ার ফুল অ্যাটেনশন ফর দিস সার্ভিস to Krishna. Krishna now appears in form of his name in this world, and it is very easy by transcendental vibration, we can connect with Krishna very easily. That is, we are transcendental. Our form is transcendental. And through transcendental vibration, we can connect with that transcendental world. It is very easy. If we can connect it, and that mood of connection and a mood of devotion can give us that connection, then when we will chant Krishna Nam, that time our prayer or everything attention we shall try to give to receive mercy of Krishna He will appear in our heart, and when He will show His appearance in our heart, everything inauspiciousness will go out. And attentively, if we try to engage with that chanting, then without offense, then we will get the transcendental connection with super joyfulness. Bharat, eta jacche, oi line jacche. Then in যে অল দি অ্যাটেনশন উই উইল গিভ ফর দি সার্ভিস টু কৃষ্ণ অ্যান্ড কৃষ্ণ অ্যাপিয়ার ইন ফর্ম অফ হরিনাম দেন ইফ উই অ্যাটেন্টিভলি ক্যান চ্যান্ট উইদাউট অফেন্স হরিনাম দেন আওয়ার মাইন্ড উইল বি অ্যাটাচড very closely with that reality of beautiful, reality of beautiful. Then,
beautiful reality.
Actually, Guru Maharaj wants to tell it. I not read that books also, it is published, but I cannot read. Anyhow, this must be Guru Maharaj's advice to everybody. Would you give your full attention for proper chanting? And if it is, then anything, disturbance come in your front, that easily will go out from you. And this, I cannot understand, it is correctly, can represent or not. Maharaj can say, that is Cheto Dakpanam Arjanam, Bhava Mahadabhagni Nirvapanam, Sreya Kairava Chandrika Abitaranam Vidyavadhu Jeevanam, Anandam Budhivardhanam Pradivadam Purnamritashvadanam, Sarvatma Snapanam Parang Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. It is the
cleansing.
Cleansing means?
Cleaning.
Krishna Namer, Eita Hoche Mohima, you please translate Maharaj.
The glory of the name is chanting the name of Krishna.
If we can chant properly, then this seven.
You will get the seven results.
Seven results we will get.
Reward.
That first is Cheta Dakpana Marjanam. It will clean our
mind,
heart,
consciousness.
Bhava Maha Dabagni Nirvapanam.
Extinguishing the fire of the material existence.
And Sriya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam, that is, there is ecstasy and full joyfulness. And that light also will give us fully.
Moonlight.
Happiness. Moonlight, like that. Vidyavadhu Jivanam, and we will get the super service to Krishna. When we will form in our service plane, Vidyabodhu, and that chance will give. Anandam buddhivardhanam. And when we shall eat something, we are feeling that my stomach going full, I am getting some strength, and getting satisfaction. Then when I can chant Krishna Nam without offense, in a pure way, then I must feel presence of Krishna in my heart, and His presence always giving joyfulness, happiness,
more and more,
more and more ecstatical feelings. It will come to my heart. Vidyabodhu anandam buddhivardhanam and pratipadam purnamrita sadhanam. When He will play in my heart, really, I nijer sattake hariye, tar sange nijer sattake mishiye, ami amaro hridaye naste thakbe. Ami amar nijer sattake hariye, tar sange mishe giye, tar anandete amar somosto anando mishe giye, amio nijeke hariye felbo, eto anando sekhane thakbe.
I will be so ecstatic, I will forget myself. And I will merge with His joyful existence and I will dance. But I will forget entirely myself. My own existence, I will lose that.
In His presence. And who is dancing that time? I cannot feel that now I'm dancing or I am dancing. But I must feel the joyfulness and ecstasy. Anandam buddhi pratipadam purnamrita sadhanam and sadvatma svapanam, whole existence and whole world and whole of ki samasta vishwam purna sukhayati.
The whole world will be joyful.
Joyful in my vision.
I will see the whole world as full of ecstasy.
That feelings will come to me. And Krishna name can give that seven result when we can chant properly. And that is necessary. And many way explanation coming from the advice of Guru Maharaj and books and scriptures. This.
Atmanusandhan. Tale ami ke ke ami atmanusandhan. How will we do that?
Atmanusandhan.
In a search. Ami ke ami ke na. Who am I?
All will be.
Seva sambandhi.
Seva sambandhi.
Seva sambandhi. Atmanusandhi.
Not clear English.
How we will search for myself in my serving mood.
Oh, that automatically it will reveal in my heart. Automatically it will reveal. Sometimes some symptom can say the real devotee. Sometimes can say that. Looking the or seeing the symptoms. Real devotee sometimes can say that. But gradually and automatically it will reveal in my heart what is my position and who I am and what is my service, all everything. And some instruction may can come from my guru. Arrangement. Previous arrangement, not
adjustment.
I am not prepared for that, but if Guru will show me that this is coming to you, then I must get prepared. Preparation. That way sometimes Guru can tell it. Now it is coming down to your heart, you must get prepared. Okay?
Be prepared.
Be prepared. This way. It is possible. Hare Krishna, I am trying only. I do not know how much I can express it. Yes, Prabhu?
In the history, recent history, there seems to be an intensifying flood of mercy. is that normal or abnormal in the history of the world?
In recent times,
there seems to be, in my lifetime, recently,
there seems to be a great flow of mercy. Is that going on? Is that normal or abnormal in the history of
the world?
Of the world. Is that normal? Is that normal or abnormal? Is that is that a special thing or normal thing?
A history of the world.
Is that happening all the time, or is that only happening just now?
Happening and what history that I want to make clear?
I also want to know.
I want to make my clear what happening and what is history
mercy
of the world.
Great mercy is coming.
Huh?
Great mercy is coming to us.
Acha.
That seems abnormal.
That is abnormal. Yes.
But maybe it's normal. If it's normal, you tell us, please.
Actually, eternal time. When we are seeing the eternal time, then we must say it is normal.
Flow of eternal time,
and we must say it is normal. And when we will see in our this mundane world, universe, or this universe, then we can say it is for the time being abnormal to us. Eternal, but this example given by Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Lila, Krishna, pastimes of Krishna, it is circular way, it is
flowing
all the Brahmanda one by one way. Like ওটার নাম হচ্ছে আপনার ভচক্র, যেটা জ্যোতিষী চক্র, অরবিট, অ্যান্ড দি রাশিগুলোর নাম বলুন না, মেষ রাশি, বৃষ রাশি, মেষ, বৃষ, অ্যান্ড অ্যারিস, বৃষ ইংলিশ, টরিস, দেন মিথুন, জেমিনি, দিস সান, ইন ওয়ান ইয়ার, within 1 year he is going 12 houses. This way, Krishna Lila also, one by one universe, they are getting that presence. And that is Gokula Lila. In Brahma Sanghita, we are seeing that they are Goloka and Gokula, differentiating this way. The Goloka always existing over the Vaikuntha, and Gokula also side by side there. But what is Gokula and what is Goloka Lila? When Goloka coming down willingly in this mundane world and playing that Lila, that is Gokula Lila, and that is more merciful than Goloka Lila. This way we can say it is normal. But time is very eternal, then we cannot count the hour, minute like that. But it's welcome to us. This is the consciousness. And for the time being here, we are looking and we are seeing that suddenly when time comes of avatar, Yuga avatar, that time Mahaprabhu. Himself Yuga avatar, but he is avatari behind some history of Krishna Lila, and Krishna wants to test his devotees' ecstatical mood. Then Krishna appears in form of devotee. And super devotee, supreme devotee is Radharani. Then her bhav, bhav means mood, and comes in color. Taking, he appeared next to Krishna Lila. And it is sometimes, what a kibalam? Ita, oje, uni ki duto prashno kollen na, eta
normal or
abnormal for us. But actually, it is normally everything going very systematical way. And all the universe, it is dressed within systematical term. Otherwise, all the planets, they are running, but not crashing each other. Then there is some systematic system. And Krishna Lila also, that way, from one Brahmanda to another Brahmanda, one universe to universe to another universe, it is playing by blowing away. Playing? Flow, flowing away. Then both we can say.
Very difficult to understand what you're saying, because you're speaking about transcendental normality and transcendental abnormality. We normally do not.
Yeah, normal that way. It must will come when time will come. Like Bha chakra, I told, the Jyotish chakra,
orbit.
Circular way it is going, one by one, motion. It is fixed up already. But there is some different, that is
exceptional,
also some exceptional, not harmful for the system. But there must some exceptional, always it is. And that is called kalpa-bheda. Sometimes Krishna's color coming this way, sometimes little different that way. Like that. Lila also, sometimes different this way, sometimes different that way. Then they are telling it is kalpa-bheda. But almost system going very systematically.
Whole head.
Srila Guru Maharaj stated that not only is Krishna Lila eternal, but every part of Krishna Lila is eternal.
Everything, yes.
Is also that the case around the Paramahamsa, Buddha Bhakta?
Case of?
Around Paramahamsa and Shuddha Bhakta.
Huh.
Is that the same situation, that the Lila is eternal and all part of the Lila is eternal? Is that also the case, not only in Krishna Lila, but in the case of Paramahamsa or Shuddha Bhakta?
Paramahamsa, there is two parts. Actually, Sarupa-siddha and Vastu-siddha. When Paramahamsa going that plane of Sarupa-siddhi, after Sarupa-siddhi, we cannot differentiate. But when it is Vastu-siddhi, then he is playing with Krishna. And there is non-different way going the mood. Then we cannot participate from the Lila of Krishna or Gaura Mahaprabhu, the Vastu-siddha Bhakta.
We cannot differentiate.
That is.
So the Sarup-siddha means who has got prema, but living in this, moving here. Vastu-siddhi means by the will of Krishna, this is removed, this body and mind, and he is there.
Then actually, when both are formed with full consciousness, Krishna consciousness, they are both, we shall treat them both in same level and same way. But before that, within this body, it is, we can say, there are some different.
It will appear, some difference may be shown.
Then Paramahansas also two states. When they are playing with us, and eternally they are engaged themselves with their own service, that is one stage. And when they passed this
period,
and join eternally with that pastime, that is beyond our capacity to touch it. Then we can see them there as eternal. Understand? It is a little hard. Yes, bro.
When one takes up spiritual life, the first thing one has to understand is that we are a servant of God or Krishna, like that. But then we have, after reading, we have heard in our life, in Krishna consciousness, it is said that we can conquer the unconquerable. And that he is playing in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. But I'm wondering, how is it at a servant's position that he can enter into that conquering the unconquerable life? Is he thinking like that, or is it a natural progression? How does that happen?
Yes, when it is pastimes of Krishna, Krishna actually unconscious. With his form, and he is depending upon the power of Yogamaya, and there happiness, sadness, many things can come, and for the happiness of Krishna's own purpose. Sadness, I told that way, separation and union. Both are coming in the Krishna Leela, and feelings also, Krishna's feelings coming that way, but for fulfillment, fully giving to him that ananda, happiness. It's arrangement of Yogamaya. Then when infinite wants to show himself to the finite, then finite immediate can see the infinite. Otherwise finite cannot see infinite. That is, he have no capacity to see. But if infinite wants to show to himself, to the finite, then finite easily can understand that, and that is the quality of infinite. Otherwise he is not infinite. Infinite can also known to
be known by the finite.
Known,
make himself known to the finite.
Make himself known to the finite. That's also infinite quality of Krishna. Then we are not hopeless anyway. That is that type of quality within Krishna, and he is playing in this universe, this mundane world, and showing his appearance in the Nanda Maharaj's house, and playing that way like a human activity, no? Activeness.
Like a human, ordinary human being.
Ordinary human being. Then when he will wish, he can show his form as finite way. this question was to Guru Maharaj, someone very highly qualified man. Maharaj can say that English, exactly that English, can remember.
Say Chaman, if the infinite is infinite, then he cannot be known by the finite. If the finite can know the infinite, then he's not infinite.
That man said.
If the finite can know the infinite, then he's not infinite. And Guru Maharaj replied, if the infinite cannot make himself known to the finite, then he's not infinite.
Very nice answer, eh? Of Guru Maharaj.
Every time I have to remember, it takes me at least 5 minutes.
Yes, please.
All right. You were speaking before that the relationship between guru and disciple is actually an eternal thing. And if we understand that it's actually through guru's mercy that we get dragged back to the spiritual world, through his causeless mercy. I was wondering, and often, if that is the case, is a guru... eventually, when the disciple becomes purified and gets dragged, you know, gets taken back home to Godhead, is it the guru that first welcomes him back to the spiritual world?
The relationship between guru and disciple is eternal. And the guru will drag his disciple back to Godhead. So when that disciple is coming in the spiritual world, is it the guru who is the first person who welcomes him, receives him in the spiritual world? He will go to the spiritual world and the first person he will see is his guru receiving him. Is it so? Is it your question,
please? Yes.
How does it mean?
In the spiritual world.
Mm-hmm.
It means Goloka, or where he goes. If disciple will go to that transcendental world, will the person to receive him or welcome him, will that be the same guru? That guru will be the same guru.
Yes, but their form of guru just Krishna. He will receive himself and very eagerly he will embrace and shown, he may be sometimes painted to see his lost servant embracing that photo. You can see in the book there is very nice expression, and it is expression of Brahma, Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Srila Sanatana Goswami, he told it. And Krishna many way giving guideline, many form, but up to top when he met with Krishna, then Guru Krishna is same position gone and Krishna embraced too that devotee. And Krishna's wills there is successful. Krishna eager to meet with his devotee, and there is successful. And Krishna knows the position of his devotee, how much austerity he have got for searching Krishna, and everything known by Krishna, and remembering that time Krishna. And Krishna also very joyful to meet with him and expressing Krishna himself, I know everything, how much you have got austerity, how much you have done for me, how much you have done to come back to your home. Everything known by me, and today you come to your home and you are my good friend, so long I have not seen you. This way Krishna expressing many things. But there also form of guru other way must will stay. That is actually their friendship. Real guru their friend, but cannot express which were their friend, actually I can show this line only. The one child have mother, sister, and uncle, auntie, and other also relative. They are all showing the affection to that boy. This mundane world, it is an example. Mm-hmm. One boy in his family, then everybody is showing his affection, that boy. But mother feeding and auntie also feeding that boy. And sister and grandmother, everybody is very affectionate with that boy. Then the circle of his guru, that mother, auntie, all the gurus of that boy. Father, mother, auntie, uncle, all the brother, all the relatives, his guru's position. But they are all non-different with his mother holding that position in eternal world. Eternal world, it is transcendental world, no? Holding that position. Then also friend, sometimes his guru, Shukra Ras, Vatsalya Ras, Madhura Ras, they are always that way. Thank you, Prabhu. Now 6 o'clock. We have time.
Some short time, you know. We have sankirtan. We have to feed the children, right?
Yes. Then, when Krishna wants to send me and mercy of the devotee, when akarshan, korve.
Drawing, attracting, pulling.
Pull me here. I shall try to come. But it is fully depending upon the mercy of the devotee. And if devotee want it, Krishna cannot ignore that. And I have hope you all the devotee of this plane, this country, they are very affectionate and merciful to me, and that hope I may come again for meeting with you all. And today we shall try to finish with our sankirtan.